online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
People who lost loved ones in the Grenfell Tower fire are among those who've remembered the victims at a national memorial service. It's being held in St Paul's Cathedral in London 6 months on from the disaster. Ahmed Chellet lost 5 family members and lives in the flat opposite the tower.
It's a moment where we have to move on. It's a moment where we've got to realise they've gone and we have to move on. And the community is looking forward to it.
Emergency crews who responded on the night in June and members of the royal family were also there.
KMFM News.
The Brexit Secretary has sidestepped calls to ensure a decision by MPs to give Parliament a meaningful vote on the final deal with the EU isn't undermined. Speaking in the Commons, David Davis said the government respects last night's defeat on the Brexit divorce bill, but he didn't appear to offer any firm commitments.
Now, those who want to see a smooth and orderly exit from the European Union hopefully we want to see a working statute book. And so we'll have to think about how we respond to it. But as always, we take the House of Commons' views seriously and we'll continue to do so.
His Labour counterpart has called last night's defeat humiliating and avoidable for the government. A woman's died and 3 people are in hospital with serious injuries following a crash near Tunbridge. 3 vehicles were involved in the collision on 7 Mile Lane in East Peckham just before 8:30 last night. The road was closed for more than 7 hours. For investigation work. A so-called troubleshooter has been drafted in to help hospitals in part of Kent cope through the winter. Dr. Anne Rainsbury, who's the former regional director of NHS London, has been appointed to oversee the hospitals in East Kent over the next few months. Ken Rogers from campaign group Concern for Health in East Kent says it's desperately needed after A&E was removed from the Kent and Canterbury.
The increased pressure on QEQM and William Harvey has brought waiting times of up to 13 hours, and if they can't cope just before we go into winter, those winter months are going to be absolutely crucial for patients.
Meantime, a new man's been appointed to manage some hospitals in the county. Miles Scott has 30 years' experience in the NHS and will be in charge of the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells Trust from next month. He replaces the interim chief exec, Jim Lusby, who took over when Glenn Douglas stepped down earlier this year.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been jailed for 20 months for stealing a car, then driving at 80 miles per hour in a 30 zone during a police chase on the Isle of Sheppey. 25-year-old Luke Jackson from the Broadway in Minster also pleaded guilty to having cannabis with intent to supply. Detectives investigating an armed robbery near Gravesend have charged 2 men. Hundreds of pounds was taken from a post office on Ash Road in Hartley in September. The 32 and 41-year-olds are due at Crown Court in the new year.
This is KMFM.
KMFM's been told building a community is just as important as building thousands of new homes in a development in Ashford. Work on Chilmington Green has already got underway with nearly 6,000 properties planned over the next 20 years. At a meeting tonight, council bosses will be urged to support a plan that will give potential residents and people living nearby a say in how the area develops. Sally Ann Logan is the council's project manager.
There's no new residents in situ yet, but we do have a few hundred people who live in and around Chilmington Green already. We need to make sure that they are engaged and involved and empowered to help create this community too.
The opening date of a new 6-screen cinema in Dover has been announced. Cineworld at the St James Retail and Leisure Park will open its doors on Friday the 2nd of February. It has just over 900 seats and will offer a special screenings for juniors at weekends and school holidays for just £2.50.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
In cricket, David Malan scored England's first century of the Ashes Tour to put his team in a good position after day one of the third test. He's unbeaten on 110 with the side on 305 for 4 at the close of play in Perth. It's Malan's first ton for his country. He did it in front of his parents who've flown out for the match.
I didn't really know what to do, and when I got the 100 I was just so emotional, almost started crying to be honest when it happened. So you know, and to do it in front of them, you know, the man of sacrifices my old man and mother have made, it's nice to do it in front of them and to sort of repay them with all the time they've given me.
England must avoid defeat in this match or Australia will win the series with 2 games to spare. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.